It's WAKG's Off-Air Flare.
Off-Air Flare.
With Jinya and Josh.
Off-Air Flare.
How many times have I told you we have an intro for this now?
Well, you know.
We're trying to look semi-professional, and here you go.
I like to sing song things. It makes the most...
Then maybe we need to do another songs video, or not video. Another songs podcast.
That would be kind of cool. Or we could do one like movies.
Yeah,
like
we could do movies. We've talked about that. We have to look into that.
Yeah, so we've kind of looked at some things like funny conversation starters. And some of them inappropriate, so not PG.
Right, yeah. Family programming.
Yeah, it is. You know, even though you kind of have a little bit of a leeway, I guess, with internet and podcasting and stuff. But
That's
we still kind of want
to, someone has to actively click on this as opposed to being force fed.
But, you know, even with the great hot debate of ketchup. I caught myself. I had people message me, did you? And I said, no, I didn't. I caught myself. Well, you caught me too. You're like, whoa. And it just went, ba-da-da-da-da. And it just, so it never actually happened. And it wasn't like we edited it out.
Happened.
It tried, well, like the
it
word.
It almost happened.
The word.
The thought was there.
I mean, you know, y'all can't go in my head. I could have been being like fudge sickles.
I promise you, no one wants to be there.
It was like a Christmas story. Oh, my brr. You know, when the nuts and bolts leave. So conversation starters, one that we thought was pretty funny and interesting that I think you and I can bounce off of each other in a world. What would a world look like if it was full of just clones of you? So I guess we both each have our own little world and it's just multiple versions of us over and over. Well, you were just talking about that Michael Keaton movie not long ago. trying to interact with yourself.
Right.
Multiplicity. Is that it?
I think that's the name of it.
Yeah.
Of course, I always have to refer to the internet. Yeah.
Hold on.
But I think it's a very scary concept.
Like multiple versions of you scary?
Like,
or the world?
Both. Or like if I controlled the world of nothing but me's, there would be so many things different.
Oh, well, that's another level. That's another layer if you're adding like the control aspect of it. Like if you were some mad scientist or evil villain that was like, it's just a world full of me. I don't know if I could stand a world full of me, though. A whole bunch of me. I don't know if anyone else could stand a world.
I'm in the group that couldn't stand a whole world of you. I'd be really glad it'd be just you.
Yeah, believe it or not, there are groups of people that dedicate their time not to like me. How you doing?
Now.
This one's for you. yikes. Okay, what would a world look like if it was just clones of me? As you still look up for that Michael Keaton movie. I see you on your smartphone.
Hey, this is a podcast. You be quiet.
Okay.
Well, you stop staring at me.
Yeah. If I was quiet, this would not be a podcast. So a world full of me's, it would be really quirky, I think. It would be really, there would be some awkward moments. I think awkward hugs. Yes, tons of awkward hugs. It would also be a lot of sound effects because I find myself, like, in conversations, even Sherry here sometimes when we're having a serious discussion, like, with business side of radio, and I'll go, boo-boo-doo-boo-doo.
Right.
And she's like, I did that in a board meeting not long ago, and I was like, Jinya. You know, I'll be like, you know, the doo-doo-doo-doo-doots, and you're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
I'm not sure you could have an entire conversation full of nothing but those, because I think you'd never get anything done.
Probably not. But see, I know what I mean when I'm like, so if it was all me.
Yeah, but they wouldn't give you the setup because they knew you'd do it.
Oh, yeah, and we all say it in like succession.
Uh-huh.
We all
it would
are
be a
synchronized.
Whole lot of echo. That's right.
Yeah. And then it's
like minions.
Would all of the clones be wearing the same outfit? Would we be wearing different outfits? Will we all have the same hair, the same makeup?
I think you're worried too much about the specifics.
The aesthetics part of it.
Yes. Just the concept. Like, if it was a world of you, what things wouldn't be there anymore? What things would be there?
What things would be there? Let's see. So if we could like take like other factors out, like you couldn't gain weight, all
of
these
course.
Clones, and
okay, yes.
So it'd be like favorite foods. So like
right.
endless supplies of like Rocky Road ice cream, Starbucks coffees.
You're so basic.
You know, UGG boots. You know, just I don't own a pair of UGG boots. It would be comfortable jeans.
That was almost strike three.
Jeans and t-shirts flip-flops, Converses.
Chucks would not need to make a comeback because they would be the only thing.
The only shoe. Like, you know, it's bad when I have so many different colors and variety of Chuck Taylors that I'm like, well, I went and bought some shoes with actual arch in them because if we have to stand somewhere for hours on end. I'm surprised my foot isn't flat, actually. It would be a lot of, let's see. So we said Rocky Road pizza, pepperoni pizza. Oh, so good. Five Guys cheeseburgers. Yum, yum. It would be a lot of cheesecakes. That would be delicious. Oh, all the food.
I think you're really living up this non-keto
fantasy.
You've totally adjusted the diet fantasy.
Like, if I could stay the same weight I am now and just eat whatever I wanted to, I'd be perfectly fine. And all my
clones. We're still not talking about a world of clones, though. We're just still talking about what you want.
I'm trying to make sure my clones would eat well, too. I mean, the clones are. This is a world full of clones, so these are all the options the clones would bring. There would be a lot of, like, random jokes. There would be a lot of random movie and pop culture references. A lot of Michael Scott, like, that's what she said. A lot of 12-year-old boy humor that I like to bring to the table. There would be endless photos of Jaren on Facebook.
Yes.
Endless photos. Well, it'd be hard to get into the gym because all the treadmills would be taken.
Yeah, but you'd have a gym of nothing but treadmills to account
for
that. Oh,
yeah, that's true.
Ooh. You wouldn't need anything else.
Just treadmills. Mm-hmm. One big old treadmill that we all can jog on at one time. I think there would be, I don't know. It's like you try to think about all your favorite things and all your qualities, and if it was just you. But don't you think a clone universe of just you, it would get kind of old after a while?
Oh, it would be horribly old.
Because it's always nice to have, like, people that are there that are opposite of you. To have
the change of pace.
Yeah, and different conversations and stuff. Yeah. And after a while, the original me would be like, get out of my way. I'm trying to go to Target. I'm trying to shop at Target, and we're all the same aisle.
Right.
We're all going back and forth at the T-shirts because we can't make up our minds. Oh, and then the whole, what do you want to eat? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
It's all
know.
Your favorite foods, and you still wouldn't decide
what
you wanted.
And then I'd be like, you pick, you pick, you pick, you pick, you pick, you pick, you pick. So, yeah, that's how it would be.
Wow.
A lot of music, though.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of 10-second intros. We'd never hear the entire song.
I don't think you guys truly appreciate how big a thing that is. The fact that the only way Jenya listens to a whole song is when she's on the air, and that's because she has no choice. That is the only reason she listens to the whole song in any form.
If I'm at a restaurant or in a store and I hear a snippet of a song, I'd be like, that's so-and-so.
Yes, yes. Congratulations.
Yeah,
a bit of useless trivia. If Jeopardy goes musical, you're set. But until that time,
who wants to be a millionaire? Call me. Call me. Phone a friend. I'm here for you.
On a music question. Music only.
Yeah, that's it. What? What was this? Civil War question? Huh?
You're right.
Or text me and tell me you're going to call me because I'll be like, I don't know that number.
Right, I don't recognize that number.
It must be one of those scam people.
Back during a simpler time.
Yeah. So what would be a world full of Josh's?
Well, first off, the first thing.
Rivers of macaroni and cheese.
First off, it would be refrigerators would no longer be made with a vegetable crisper. Yeah. There's no need for that anymore. Farmland would be turned into arcades. There'd be no need.
Sprouting
more
like
dairy
ding-dugs.
For more cheese. Grain, wheat fields for grain and pasta.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
That would be it.
Oh, no.
Green vegetables.
The Jolly almost Green eradicate. Giant is out of like commission.
He'd be on the street asking for change.
Instead of going ho ho ho, he's like no. Employment. Gone.
It would be a lot of sarcasm, a lot of board games. God, there'd be board games and video games. There'd be games of all types.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have all the fields where the carrots used to grow.
Yes,
so exactly.
We have so much new space.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot more gun ranges. Yeah.
gun
ranges, disc golf. I mean,
this is so, like, just imagining this is cracking me up.
Right.
Like, the fields that have been plowed that were, like, meant for vegetables, I see, like, arcade games sprouting up, like, boop, Ding Dug, boop, Pac-Man, boop, and then, like, beside it, gun ranges.
Right.
You basically want to live inside, like, an adult, like, a Dave and Buster's. That is your world, a Dave and Buster's.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Not the first thing wrong with that in my eyes. But there'd be a lot of sarcasm.
Yes.
I feel like there'd be a lot of compassion, but it would be short-lived. Like, all right, that's
short-lived
fine.
Compassion. That's my new band name. I called it.
Yes, yes. There would be music for sure. Mm-hmm. I would definitely have to
rock out.
There would be whole songs. See, you couldn't. You couldn't be a part of my world because we listen to the whole song in my world.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I could.
We
do, it.
Do occasionally when we really like something new. We also have a bad case of the repeats.
Oh, you'll listen to it again?
Oh, like immediately
every
after.
Every now and then I'll do that. I'll give you props on that. Like if it's a brand new, like this Panic at the Disco song I showed you. Like
yes.
I totally downloaded it, and I'll probably be listening to it like 50,000
right.
times.
There would be.
So I can memorize the intro.
A lot of, yes. Just the first. I know that 10 seconds. I know that 10 seconds.
Oh, that's too.
There'd be a lot of recliners, a lot of comfy chairs.
Right.
There would be, I mean, I don't know. Like, it, from a food standpoint, if it ain't green, we're good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's I'm pretty cut and dry there.
That's
meat.
On the nation's flag.
Right. Right. The cattle of the dairy and the hog farms and the chicken farms, that all stay. We're down for those. But anything vegetable, it's a waste of space. You know what I would do? I'd have a giant mass onion burn. There would be no onions left. Scorched earth. See you later.
The
no
onion
onions.
Pit. This is the onion
That's
pit.
That's right. We'd fill the Grand Canyon with onions, cover them in gas, and let it go.
Oh, my gosh. This is like almost like the Fahrenheit 456 or something. Like, get those onions out of here. No vegetables.
My world would be supersize me. That's the best way I can describe it.
Here we go.
Right. Yeah.
Stay Puff Man. Every, it's like in Ghostbusters.
Every morning when you wake up, instead of an alarm, every phone would go off with, hey, hey, hey. Time for breakfast.
And the smell of like bacon and eggs. You're like, ah, each alarm clock has
absolutely.
That built-in
smell
meter. Yes, bacon eggs.
Oh, that's not where that intended to go. But no, it would just be very laid back. I mean, I still have that.
Laid back with video games and gunfire.
Right.
Constantly. Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew.
I tell you
num,
what.
Num, nums.
If you compare, if you compare the two, I feel like more people would hang out in my world.
Would they? Maybe so. Probably so.
I feel like
I
yes.
I think my clones would want to come and hang out in your world.
Right.
Like, we're so tired of listening to the same
We're
joke.
So tired of Jinya. And it's 300 Jinyas walk in, and I'm like, no, uh-uh. This is my gun range.
Yeah, because I also have a bad habit of, like, overthinking. So we're like, we don't like ourselves. We don't like ourselves.
There's so much self-deprecation in your world.
Anxiety. Anxiety.
See, those are the things that would come with it. My indecisiveness would be a problem.
Yeah, so that's the thing we have to consider. It's the bad, well, not necessarily bad, but like the parts of ourselves that we really don't enjoy that would be there
right.
too. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to overthink that joke that the 37th person of me said. Yeah. Did I offend that version of Jinya with what I said?
See, that would be the other thing. If you get offended, you get shot. There's no in between.
Oh, that's
I have no use for offense. If you're going to make a joke, it's over. That's right.
Oh no.
If you are bothered by it,
I want to be
tough.
Where the Joshes are.
Right. I mean, just in the grand scheme of things, I think, and this is just me on a soapbox.
There's no soapboxes.
Yes, there are. Yes, there are.
No, we use liquid soap.
Oh my gosh. But I think in my world, there would be a whole lot more restraint. The only triggers that would be pulled would be on firearms, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That would be it. If you get all up in arms because you don't like the way something looked or I don't like the way he said it, we'll go whoop him. If you don't like it, get out. There's the door.
I'm kicking
don't
my
let
own.
It hit you. Right, exactly.
That would be funny.
Hold myself
watch,
accountable. Accountability
watch,
is something that would be running rampant in my world.
Beat up yourself. Like, yeah. Oh, that's clone 772.
Ow.
Hitting 342 Ow. Version of Josh. Oh, man. Where one is beaten, another one multiplies in its place.
I feel like my world would be spent being the Highlander. There can be only one.
Yeah. So you're trying to like.
I'm trying to be the only one left.
Okay,
I would spend
the
whole.
Out the other Joshes. Oh my gosh. Stop recloning. Stop right. recloning. Stop
Where
recloning.
Do they keep coming from?
Yeah.
Like Agent
and you have
Smith
to go and
from
like,
the Matrix.
You have to go and find like where the source is for all the clones.
Oh, jeez.
And destroy it. I mean, this goes with your arcade theme.
It does.
This is kind of an epic game that we've just created. Maybe we need to call somebody. EA Sports? No.
No. No. There's no better way to kill a video game than the folks at EA Sports. Trust me, it's not in the game. Jeez.
Oh, in the
There's no better way to kill off a series than have them use the same garbage engine over and over. Anybody but EA.
Okay. And create this video game. That would be... That'd be funny.
Yep.
Oh, at least it wouldn't be like that Max Payne. We talked about the dream sequence. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was like the first. What was that? That came with the first Xbox. Like this is the game that comes with it. That would be hilarious. Like our clone version game is what comes with the latest game console. This is the game that comes with it, and they're like, Why did you give me this game of this man trying to find where all his clones come from?
Well, they all look like me.
Oh, the graphics.
Oh, but can you imagine the CPAPs? They'd be everywhere. At night, the entire world would be full of white noise.
Mask everywhere. I mean, at least we'd keep up our home medical equipment. They would be well stocked for,
yes.
You know, all the accessories you need. This just in, CPAP. Sponsorship. Ding, ding.
Yeah.
Mine would be a lot of tossing and turning at night. Yeah.
I don't know. I just, there's part of me that the first thought is I would love to be rid of everyone else but me. And then at the same time, it's like, wait, if there's nothing but me's, who can I make fun of?
Right.
Because I'm the guy who makes fun of most everyone else. And well, not in a bullying fashion,
no, yours
but more,
is more
in
of
a,
like we're going to laugh about it together. Like you and I can sit there and joke about each other, but we know it's not like mm-hmm. I'm making fun of you. It's like a ha 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 ha.
Well, I'm also notoriously self-deprecating with my humor because I'm okay with that.
You're kind of like, if I'll say it about myself, I'll say it about you. So
absolutely.
It's not like a yeah. Mm-hmm. I think though,
it's okay. I did it first.
It's like when you wrap a compliment with an insult. Like people yes. are like, "You look really pretty today, but your hair looked like crap yesterday."
Yeah.
You're like, "Oh, thank you.
You're
so
really
much.
Pretty today."
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You look so tired yesterday. Like, right. Don't come at me. Someone told me that the other day. They're like, "Jenny, you look so tired." I was like, "That's the nicest way to tell someone you look like garbage ever." Like, thank you. Versus if I was yawning, be like, "You're tired?" I'd be like, "Okay, right. Cool." Or like, "Oh, let me come up in here without makeup one day." And everyone's like, "Are you sick?" And I'm like, "No, this is what my face looks like." So that part of the cloning would be, I think there's times where I can't deal with my own one version of me. I don't know if I could deal with like thousands and thousands and be
right.
like, "Oh, no."
Mm.
But we know there's times, like, especially being a woman, like, there will be like emotional times. Like, there's times where we're all watching romantic comedies and crying, like, "Meh!" Or like Land Before Time. We can't watch Land Before Time in the clone world of me because every time, "Mama, we belong together," Diana Ross starts singing. I'm like, or the Lion
See,
King.
That would be the other thing. My theaters would be full of superheroes, comedies, and action movies.
Yeah. Mm.
There would be no horror films in my world. Not that I'm scared of them. I just don't see the intrigue. Like,
yeah.
Oh, no, that guy jumped out around the corner. That were me. He got shot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, "Oh, no, the clown is evil." Bet he's not anymore.
Sorry, evil clown.
Right. Like, there's no – at what point did no one shoot Jason? And I realize as they went along, people started to shoot at Jason and he became – stop.
Oh,
stop.
It's not believable. I'm going to break my ankle. Every time.
I just wish he would step up a level.
Be on a Segway. That'd be cool. Be on a golf cart. Here he comes. Always so fast. But to walk so daunting.
Well, but not just that. I mean,
what if,
like,
Jason walked
stop
into
killing
your world?
Teenagers at the lake. Let's go into town, shall we?
Well, let's go
let's
to Josh
go across
town.
The field. That's
let's
right.
Go to Josh World.
Don't bring that sword in here. Don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Bring that machete up in here. Don't you even touch the land of pizza. We're going to get you.
Pick your poison. 12, 9, 40 cal, your choice.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, so what would y'all's world of clones look like? I think it would be interesting.
I feel like I'm more scared of my world than I was when we started.
I know, because as you think about it more and more, you're like, "Woo!" You think about your shortcomings, and you're like, "Ha ha ha!"
Just imagine if you were your own coworker. Be great for a week. Be great for a week. That first week would be amazing.
We'd fight over who's going to do it the best. If I was my own coworker,
right?
Because I have a bad tendency of like, "I'll go ahead and do it." So then this other person of me would be like, "I'll go ahead and do it." "No, I'll go ahead and do it." "No, I'll go ahead and do it." "No, I'll go ahead and do it. Let me go ahead and do it."
Next thing, they come busting through the door. "No, I got this. I got this." No. There'd be arms and hair and fists
like,
flying.
Trying to be polite. Stop it. Stop
Get
it.
Out of the way.
Stop it. Stop it. So, yeah, world of clones of you. How would you, you know, rank it? How would you describe it?
What would it look like?
Yeah. What would it sound like, smell like, feel like? Ooh, smell like?
Let's not go there.
It's WAKG's Off-Air Flip.
Off-Air Flip.
With Jinya and Josh.